Chapter 59. The Takuma wasted no time returning to the stealthy depths. A Dolphin-class submarine built at the HDW shipyards in Kiel, Germany, she was one of only a handful of subs operated by the Israeli Navy. Diesel-powered and relatively small in size, she was nevertheless packed with a sophisticated array of electronics and weaponry that made her a formidable underwater foe. The inflatable had barely touched the side of her hull when waiting crewmen hoisted Pitt and the commandos onto the deck and hustled them down a hatch while the inflatable was stowed in a watertight compartment. Pitt had just taken a seat in the sub's cramped officer's mess when the dive command reverberated through the vessel. Laszlo secured his weapons, then brought a pair of coffees to the table and sat down opposite Pitt. Reaching into a nearby folder, he laid out a satellite photo of Jellic's shipping facility, similar to the one Pitt had received from Jaeger. "We're going in with two small teams," the Israeli explained. "One will search the tanker and the other the shore facilities. Can you tell me about the buildings?"
"Provided I can go in with you," Pitt replied.
"I don't have authorization for that."
"Look, Lieutenant," Pitt said, staring coldly at the commando. "I didn't come along with you just to take a joyride on a submarine. Jellic's men killed two of my scientists and kidnapped a third. His sister abducted my wife at gunpoint. And sitting inside his compound is enough high-grade explosives to start World War III. I understand that you want the Dayan's crewmen back, but there's potentially a lot more at stake here."
Laszlo sat silent for a moment. Pitt was not the man he expected to find aboard the research vessel. Far from being some nebbish egghead scientist, Pitt was all substance.
"Very well," the commando replied quietly.
Pitt took the photo and carefully explained the layout of the two warehouses and the stone administrative building.
"Can you tell me about any security elements?" Laszlo asked.
"It's a functioning port facility first, but we encountered a number of armed personnel. I suspect that they were mostly Jellic's personal security detail, but a number were probably assigned to the site. I would anticipate a small but heavily armed security presence."
"Lieutenant, are your men trained in demolitions?"
The commando smiled.
"We are Shayatet 13. Demolitions are an important part of our training."
Pitt had heard of the Israeli Special Forces Unit, which was similar in function to the U.S. Navy SEALs. They were called the Batmen, he recalled, on account of the batwing insignia they wore on their uniforms. "Members of my government are very concerned about a container of HMX plastic explosives that we found sitting in this warehouse," Pitt said, pointing to the photo. Laszlo nodded.
"Our mission orders are for rescue only, but the elimination of those explosives would be of mutual interest. If they are still there, we will take care of them," he promised.
A short man in an officer's uniform ducked into the mess and stared at the two men with a humorless face.
"Laszlo, we'll be at the deployment zone in 40 minutes.
"Thank you, Captain.
By the way, this is Dirk Pitt from the American research vessel."
"Welcome aboard, Mr. Pitt," the captain replied without emotion. He quickly turned his attention back to Laszlo.
"You'll have approximately 2 hours of darkness to complete your mission. I'm warning you, I don't want to be on the surface at daybreak."
"Captain, I can make you a promise," the commando replied with cool arrogance. "If we are not back in 90 minutes, then you may sail without us."